The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erev and Daf Pedal. The Gemara on the Beis tells us, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Gag Samach Lushus Arabim, Tzorach Sulam Kavu La'atiroi. Picture, if you want, a house which you have a street where the street is the Rishus Arabim, and the houses go down for the few steps, and there's a lower level. The entrance to the house is on a lower level. It's on the street below, and there's a second floor of the house, and the roof or the porch on the second floor is adjacent to the Rishus Arab. So it's pesuach to the Rishus Arab. The question is whether it's considered one Rishus together with the Rishus Arab, even though really it's on top of the house. So the Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel is telling us that Gag has Samach Rishus Arabim. Tzorach sulam kavua lahatir. There has to be a sulam kavua. There has to be a clear. If it's only a gag, it's not part of the house itself. It's the roof of the house. Let's say you want to use the roof of the house for storage, and you want to be able to bring down stuff into the house. The question is whether the Rishus Rabim would be considered being shoylit on gag, that the gag is considered one Rishus with the Rishus Rabim. You wouldn't be able to take down anything on Shabbos from the gag. In order to facilitate using the gag on Shabbos, you would have to put a sulam kavua, which would render the roof part of the house. It's not just there, something that you use. Sometimes you go up to the roof, sometimes not. You have to put a permanent access. There has to be a permanent stairway or fire escape or whatever it is to the roof in order to be matir, carrying from the roof to the house back and forth. The question is, what roof are we talking about? If the roof has mechitzas around, as in every rishus, if you have a street and you have next to it an open area, if there's nothing blocking the rishus from the street, then it's open to the street. It's considered not a rishus haram, would be considered a kabbalist. If there are mechitzas, what's the difference if it's next to the street? If there are mechitzas blocking, preventing access, and cutting off that place, that roof from the street, then it's not part of the street. What's this about a sumum kavua? Any rishus that's next to any yard or any property, any open area next to rishus haram, if there's no mechitzas, then one can carry there. If there are mechitzas, it becomes rishus yogan, one could carry. What's different about a gag? So Tosfos explains Rav Shem Duri, the big Tosfos, Gag Hasamach Rishus Haram and Amud Beis. Tosfos says Rav Shem Duri that we're talking about it has gefufa. There are little mechitzas that define the gag as being a separate area. So the what the Ri is telling us is that there are mechitzas here, but those mechitzas are not enough to separate. We don't have a proper mechitzas around. They're gefufa. They're little dividing markers, dividing areas of the wall sticking out. That semi-divide the roof from the Rishus HaRabim. So if we look at the roof as being part of the house because there's a sulam kavua there, then the gefufa are enough. If not, this is a din derabbanan. Rabbi Natan in this Tosfos says different. Rabbi Natan says that no, the roof taka doesn't have mechitzas. There's nothing really physically separating it from the street, but heyos is on top of the house. The mechitzas of the house, picture if you can, a house, let's say you're talking about a two-floor home, and then there's the roof on top. Really, the walls of the house, if you would make an imaginary line going up, really divide the roof from the street. The mechitzas that are on the sides of the house go up ad shamayim, as we do to any mechitzas. Which has the height of a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim tall, we look at that mechitza as dividing the property ad shamayim. So the sides of the house go up, and we look at the roof as separate, and for that you need a sulam kavua. So again, we have the same problem. Are the mechitzas of the house enough to call it a Rishus HaYochid or not? What does the Sulam do? There's another question as well. Again, we said in the Machlokes Devi and Rabbeinu Tam whether you could be matir the roof adjacent to Rishus HaRab without mechitzas al yidei Sulam kavua. In Shin Samach Aleph in Hilchas Erevin, the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham paskin like the Rambam, the Rashba, they hold like Rabbeinu Tam. They hold that the mechitzas of the house below are enough to be considered as continuing upward and dividing the roof, the top of the Rishus HaYochid, from the Rishus HaRab is considered part of the Rishus HaYochid, not part of the Rishus HaRab. They hold that way, the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham. The problem is that there seems to be an out-and-out stira to the sugya in the beginning of the ninth parak. We're learning the eighth parak in Erevin. The beginning of the ninth parak in Erevin, we have a sugya of Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about a mechitza she'ein in ikaris between two gagim, which means we have a rooftop. Over there is a question of carrying from Rishus to Rishus, not als Rishus HaRabim, but als Reuven Chatzeris. We have the top of Reuven's house, the top of Shimon's house, and they make one flat. In the old days when houses were made very close to each other, the roofs would be one flat surface on top of all the houses, one after another. Go to the, you know, to the older neighborhoods where they have those row houses, those tenement houses, and you could see also a roof which goes, travels from house to house. It's like one rishus. Can one carry things that are from one roof to the other roof? Do we look at the two roofs as being divided? There's no mechitza between them. They're not two separate rishus. Now, here's the other question. The flip side is, if the two mechitzas, if the two rishuyas are not separate, you can't carry from the house into the roof above, because what you're doing is you're carrying into a makom that's nifrat to the guy next door. So do we look at the two roofs as separate? So here the Gemara has a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, beginning of the ninth parak, where do we look at the mechitzas that are between the two houses? Do we look at the wall between the two houses as continuing upward, making an imaginary line between the two roofs above? The problem is that we paskin like Rav, that mechitza she'en in ikaris between two roofs is not a mechitza. If we paskin that way, la'alocha, so why do we look at the walls of the house as continuing, extending upward in relation to the Rishus HaRab next door? Again, let's get the kasha again with a sharpness. As far as looking at the wall between two houses, continuing with an imaginary line upward to divide two roofs, we do not look at the two roofs as being separated al yidei mechitza. Whereas the way the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham paskin, we look at the walls of the house itself, continuing upward again with an imaginary line, to divide the roof from the Rishus HaRab. Maishno Zemiza. This has to be explained. There's a flip side to this kasha. We're asking the kasha the way we pass on like Rav, the mechitza in the beginning of Perek Kol HaGagas, the ninth Perek, the mechitza she'enu nikeris between the two houses does not extend upwards between the two roofs. And we're asking that how does it work by us that we consider the wall of the house below to divide between the roof and the Rishus HaRab, that all you need is a hacker of a Sulam Kavua, but Be'etzem is considered to be a Mechitza. The Kasha works the other way too. That if we hold like Shmuel, we don't hold like Shmuel Alocha, but Shmuel holds in the beginning of the ninth parak, he's the other Shita, not like Rav, and he holds the Mechitza Shein in the chorus between the two roofs, the wall between the two houses, is considered a Mechitza even as far as the roof is concerned. If that's the case, then why by us, that's what Shmuel himself holds, why by us do we need a Sulam Kavua? What's wrong? You have the wall of the house continuing upward to divide the roof from the street. We don't find that you should need a Sulam Kavua when you have a Mechitza. And according to Shmuel, it is a Mechitza. As far as that side of the fence is concerned, there is another Machlokes Rishonim which is important to point out. Over there in the Machlokes of Mechitzas Nikoros, Mechitzas Sheini Nikoros, by Rav and Shmuel, when we're talking about walking from rooftop to rooftop, over there is a discussion whether the problem of Mechitzas Sheini Nikoros can be solved only when you make on the roof a proper Mechitza of 10 Tvachim. which would extend upward, or as long as you could see at the point of the joining of the two properties that there is a mechitza. Meaning, say, there's two houses flush against each other. There's a rooftop which extends from one to the other without any clear distinction between the there's no clear definition between the two rishuyos. But let's say the wall extends upward. There is some type of low fence, which it doesn't have a share of mechitza, it's two tefachim tall, between the two properties, exactly where the wall is below, between the two buildings, extends upward. According to some Rishonim, that would be enough to be mevatel the chsor and mechitza shein nekes, meaning the wall between the two houses be'etzem is a mechitza. The only problem of it extending upwards is because you can't see it. So the Ritva, the Ravid, the Riaz, other Rishonim hold that that would be enough to get rid of the Chsar and Mechitza Shein Nekaris. It would be considered to be help the Mechitza between the two houses extend upwards. Other Rishonim. And that could be the Pshan Rabbeinu Tam, why Rabbeinu Tam holds that you don't need Mechitzas on the roof, because as long as you show that there's something there on the roof, you have something, a mashu, that would be enough to render the roof considered to have a mechitza. Maybe the reed that holds that you need proper mechitzas on the roof, because otherwise you can't see the mechitzas underneath. Maybe he holds another way. He holds like the Rishonim that hold that you need proper mechitzas. The problem is, that's all, if you hold like Rav in the ninth parak. Again, Rav in the ninth parak holds the mechitzas and it goes loyav mechitzas. Then you want to have to figure out how you can shtim Rav over there with the din of Rav Nachman of Shmuel. The problem is, Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, and it has to fit with Shmuel, even if we don't pass him that way, la'alokho. We pass him like Rav, the mechitzas shein in the koros, enem mechitzas, but according to Shmuel himself that holds mechitzas, and shein in the koros having mechitzas, this gemara is doubly shver. Why by us should we need a sulam kavua? So obviously the answer has to be that it cuts both ways. Meaning, there's a maila to the mechitza between the two roofs, down below, between the buildings. And there's another maila, there's a tzad maila on the mechitzas of a house, as far as the roof is concerned, where we're not talking about two houses flush against each other. What do I mean to say? On the one hand, if you picture a house of several stories, the area above the walls of the house, meaning say on the roof, is clearly defined by the fact that the walls of the house go down. You can see clearly where the house is and where it's not the house. The house extends into the air. The area which is above the house is clearly defined by the walls that are below it. So in that context, it would be easier to hear that those mechitzas are mechitzas. Meaning to say, the mechitzas of the house below clearly define the area above it as belonging to that property. It's on that roof. There's nobody, let's say, who has a house next door that can build out into that area, because it's clearly defined by the walls of the house below it that that area belongs to the roof. So that would be considered mechitzas that extend upwards from the house itself, as far as a roof is concerned. Since when you're standing on a roof, you have no way of seeing which part of the roof belongs to Reuven, which part belongs to Shimon. What's above Reuven's house? What's above Shimon's house? The mechitza that divides Reuven and Shimon's house is not relevant. Since there's no clear way on Al-Yaday, that wall between Reuven and Shimon's house, of delineating the difference between Reuven and Shimon's property, so it's not relevant. Look at the roof on top. That would be a way of explaining why by us you would need gefufe, let's say, according to the Ri. Even if you hold like Shmuel, in the beginning of the ninth parak, that holds the mechitza shein in the koros. I'm sorry, let's say that differently. Even if you hold like Rav, that says that mechitza shein in the koros, loy have mechitzas, that's only because the roofs, the rooftops, the guy in the house below, you can't see what's Reuven's property, what's Shimon's property. By us, it makes sense that those mechitzas should be mechitzas, which is why all you need in order to be matir carrying on the roof is a sulam kavua, in order to show that you don't use it as part of the Rishus HaRab. It's not accessible to Bnei Rishus HaRab. It's accessible. It's part of it with the sulam kavua. It's made accessible to the people below. But as far as mechitzas are concerned, it would be considered having a mechitza, even according to the Rav, as we said at the beginning of the ninth parak. The flip side of that is that Shmuel that holds in the beginning of the ninth parak that legabi the rooftops, it is a mechitza. That's because Shmuel says, look, if in the bottom there are two houses and those houses are clearly defined, then what that means to say is that those mechitzas are serving, the mechitzas below are serving a purpose. They're dividing two houses from each other. If that's true, then even above, those mechitzas extend upward, as we say by every mechitza, the basic idea of a mechitza is it divides the property. It divides the property, even the property above, the roofs would be divided, according to Shmuel, that's a mechitza. Masha Enkein, when we're talking about a house that's not next to a different house, so there's nothing, the wall of the house is not defining it, is not cutting it off from a different reshus. It's just a wall. It's not dividing it from the house next door. So therefore it only works for the house itself. It will not work to delineate the property that's above it to separate the roof that's above the house from the reshus haram. So there's a tzad maila in the two gagan, the mechitzas that are below as far as the two gagan are concerned, and there's a tzad chesaron. The basic concept that a mechitza extends upwards, because a mechitza is by definition only a division of properties. Have a look in the sugi and sukkah daf zayin, and over there it's discussed that maybe that concept is only true legabe Shabbos. Sometimes you have a mechitza where legabe Shabbos the purpose is not the walls, the purpose is defining the property as being cut off from the outside. Masha'inkin legabe sukkah, this halacha of building walls, it could be that this type of lamdusha mechitza, where there is no mechitza per se, all you have is a house below, just the walls of the house define the area above as being part of the area below. Since it's the rooftop and the walls of the house are clearly defining what's considered part of the outside and what's part of this property. But there is no mechitza per se on top of the roof. Whether that would be good for a sukkah or not, if you just put up poles and put up schach and say that the walls of the house below on a roof, I'm saying, and the walls of the house below would be considered the walls of the sukkah, that's questionable. One has to look at the sukkah. There's different shittas of rishonim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.